Dolly is weakening as the storm continues to move inland in South Texas. National Weather Service meteorologist John Metz says the main concern now is heavy rainfall.
Where that center tracks over deep South Texas and up the Rio Grande, heavy rainfall often results, and it's not out of the question that 10 to 15 inches of rain could fall.
Dolly moved on to shore at South Padre Island as a Category 2 hurricane Wednesday, with winds up to 100 miles an hour blowing out high-rise windows, ripping off roofs, and knocking out power. There were numerous reports of injuries there, including a teenage boy being blown off a balcony. Others were bruised and cut by flying debris. At least two confirmed tornadoes caused damage yesterday about 20 miles northeast of Corpus Christi, blowing over trailers, destroying sheds, and uprooting trees. FEMA Deputy Administrator Admiral Harvey Johnson says federal officials are stationed across Texas to help.
Now, we've certainly taken out a host of commodities and capabilities, from water and MREs and tarps and blankets and generators, to meet any gap that the state had.
He says the state is well prepared with search and rescue teams in place and evacuation services ready to respond. Several thousand people have taken advantage of shelters in the area. Texas Governor Rick Perry has already issued a state disaster declaration for over a dozen South Texas counties. He's now asking President Bush for a presidential disaster declaration so federal resources will be available to support reentry and recovery efforts. Amber Brown reporting. Hurricane Ike is forecast to hit the Texas coast between Freeport and Corpus Christi Saturday morning as a Category 3 storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Chris McKinney says people are already evacuating.
Brazoria County is doing mandatory evacuations for coastal and special needs people, and that begins today.
Federal, state, and local authorities are watching the storm, and more evacuations may be called as Ike nears the Texas coast. McKinney says coastal residents from the upper Texas coast southward can expect winds of 40 miles per hour or higher. He urges residents to board up windows and bring in any small plants, trash cans, or other objects that could be tossed around in the wind. Amber Brown, Dallas. Many Hurricane Katrina evacuees living in Texas plan to stay there. Evacuee Robert Whitley says after the levee broke, his New Orleans house was flooded and everything was lost.
I don't really plan on going back. A lot of people not going back, so they just go stay out here and start over.
Whitley and his uncle walked for 2 days to the Superdome before being taken to Will Rogers Coliseum in Fort Worth, Texas, where he's now located. He's already started looking for employment and registered for housing. Other evacuees living in North Texas say they've already started looking for jobs and plan to make a fresh start in Texas. Amber Brown, Fort Worth. Relief efforts continue in southeast Texas as crews clean up debris and restore electricity. U.S. Senator John Cornyn says he traveled to that area earlier this week, and after visiting with local officials, he found that some were frustrated because they lacked electricity, water, and food.
I'm confident that the help is on the way and that people in the areas affected will get the help that they need.
The Texas Republican says it's important for Rita evacuees from the southeast Texas coast hit hardest by the hurricane to stay where they are sheltering. Water and sewer are running on emergency power in most areas, but close to 300,000 still remain without power. Amber Brown, Dallas.